Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer. All lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
All right. It's a new day. It's a new episode of Your Daily Scrum with your beloved professional scrum trainers, Todd Miller and Ryan Ripley. We get together each and every day to talk about scrum and answer your questions, but we're only going to continue if you like and subscribe. We need to see likes and subscribes. We're almost to 10,000. And when we hit 10,000, this is one of the many t-shirts that are popping up. I think you're going to love it. I want that hoodie, Todd. I don't know about you.
I like a t-shirt. Maybe 3/4 sleeves. It's kind of my jam.
All right.
T-shirt would be good, though.
We'll make it happen. It's all going to be in the store, but you got to like, subscribe, get the word out. We're almost there. Todd, today's question came in from the comments section. First of all, community.agileforhumans.com, free community. We do a lot of work with people over there. A lot of leveling up happening. A lot of good scrum mastery stuff happening. Check it out. It's free. All right. Does a scrum master facilitate all of the scrum events?
Nope.
Cool. That's been today's episode. All right. Let's start at sprint planning.
I would say of all events that this is one where the scrum master really needs to facilitate. Because my reason behind that, Ryan, is I feel like the sprint planning is a negotiation between the product owner who owns the product backlog and the developers who own the sprint backlog. Yep. And so the developers are selecting the work. The product owner has the work ordered and then talking about value hypotheses. And those things can sometimes miss.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. So sometimes it's going to be necessary to get everybody kind of on the same page and aligned. It's also just a very complex event. There's a lot of inputs. The output or the outcome is a sprint backlog, a sprint goal, a plan to get started with the work. There's just a lot of moving parts. And facilitation is designed to make things simpler. Right. It's to make the conversations easier. And this is an event where I think that really I agree with you. Of all the events, this is one where facilitation and maybe we should define facilitation perhaps at a super high level. Like, Todd, if you had to define it, just, you know, the lay person, not the super technical definition, like what would you say facilitation actually is?
I really like what you were saying there is making decisions and outcomes of something simpler. So it's really condensing conversations, making them collaborative and having them output something right in a simple way.
And maybe even raising the transparency of assumptions and some other, you know, opinions versus facts, and maybe raising the transparency of the conversation and the aspects of it as well. But yeah, I think so for sprint planning, I think there's definitely a Scrum Master facilitation argument about daily Scrum.
Scrum Master, I think by invitation, they're invited to facilitate, because it's not their event.
Ideally not.
Right?
Ideally, the Scrum Master has taught and trained and coached the developers on how to facilitate, structure, and run this event so that it is buy-in for the developers or creating that plan for the next 24 hours and that they own it, because, you know, Todd and I are Scrum Masters who love to go on vacation. And if we go on vacation, the daily Scrum should still happen and it should still be excellent and it should still result in a plan for the day, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, so sprint review.
Sprint review. So I'm tempted here. I'm going to say maybe. And my maybe here is because you and I both agree that the sprint review is the product owner's event. Not to accept or reject works, but the product owner's event to make sure that everybody in that room is collaborating and we can adapt the product backlog.
Yeah, I'm going to say ideally no.
Yeah.
I'm with you on maybe. I think we're both saying the same thing and I'm trying to be fancy. But
you are the fancy one of the two of us.
I guess. I'm going to say ideally no. I want, to your point, I want the product owner to own the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Right? I want the product owner scheduling this event and wrangling up the stakeholders and during the discussion of the budgets and the markets and the progress towards product goals and the discussing the product backlog and the roadmaps and current features and all that stuff. I want the product owner front and center, facilitating, discussing, grabbing that feedback, updating the product backlog, getting the developers in the mix. Scrum Master jump in when needed, but that's when I'm with you. Product owner front and center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. That leaves our retrospective. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
So here's my thing about the retrospective, and it may not be a popular opinion. You cannot facilitate and participate at the same time.
Agreed.
And I see that the Scrum Master very well may have a lot to participate and bring up in this event. So I don't think that it should just fall on the Scrum Master. I think that the Scrum Master, if you're facilitating a sprint retrospective, but you've noticed that the team just keeps ignoring the definition of done, are you facilitating in a way that they discover that on their own? Which you and I think that they sometimes need to just be like, stop ignoring the definition of done, right? And I'm participating there, because you can't be neutral as a participant. So right. I would say that, again, this is a maybe. I think that it falls on the Scrum Master a lot, but why can't other people facilitate it as well? Or absolutely an outside person. I think you've mentioned that before.
Yeah, I love working in organizations where there's multiple Scrum Masters and we can just invite, you know, a fellow Scrum Master to come in and say, hey, why don't you run this one so that I can actually, there's stuff I want to talk about too. And I think to your point, Todd, if you try to facilitate and participate, you end up making the whole event about your agenda, or there's a temptation or a risk there, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, bring in a friend, let it develop. You know, maybe there's someone on the Scrum team that wants to learn, right? So work with them and coach them up and create these opportunities. I think what we're saying here is basically, no, the Scrum Master does not by default facilitate all of the Scrum events. There's places and opportunities for others to really lead and help, you know, bring these events to a good outcome.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
So what do all of you think, right? So perhaps you're sitting there going, no, the Scrum Master does everything. All right, let us know in the comments after you like and subscribe, or else we're not going to answer your questions. We're done. Half of you won't like and subscribe, so we're going to check, and if you're not a subscriber, we're not answering.
If it's not 51%, we don't answer comments by Monday.
Just teasing. Of course, we'll still communicate and participate. We'd love to see your questions and comments. Let us know what your thoughts are. Your questions turn into videos, so keep them coming. Do like and subscribe. It does help out the channel. At 10,000, we get the merch store, so we will get that up and going. Check out socials. I am particularly good at picking fights and getting pulled into conversations on Twitter. They've been amusing lately. LinkedIn and Facebook are also pretty active. Some videos are going to pop up. We got Scrum 101. That is a great way to get your professional Scrum Master Level 1 certification. Todd and Will Seeley have been working on an EBM course that will probably go live tonight. It's another free class that should help you learn EBM and get it going in your organization. We hope you enjoy that too. Todd Miller, I'm Ryan Ripley. Go forward, do some great Scrum things. You don't have to facilitate everything, dear Scrum Masters. You can let some other people take the lead at certain points. And yeah, chew on that. Let us know what you think. We'll catch up with you next week. And good luck to Todd. We'll tell you why next week. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!